It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everyone. My name's Melissa. My parents got divorced when I was in junior high. I stayed with my mom. A year and a half later, she got married to someone she'd met online. He lived in another country. My mom said we had to move there, but I didn't want to, so I went to live with my dad instead. He owns a very famous restaurant. It's only open in the evenings. You have to book a table months in advance to be able to eat there. One day, my dad called me into his office. When I came in, he jumped up from his seat. "I have a surprise for you," he said. After a while, he came back with a woman. He said, "Melissa, I want to introduce you to Delia. Delia is the purchasing manager at the restaurant. We've been together for a while. I'm sure you'll be surprised to hear this. Delia and I have decided to get married." Just like he said, that caught me by surprise. "Really?" was all I could say. 2 months after this conversation, my dad married Delia. So that's how I got a beautiful young stepmother. I don't want to sound prejudiced, but Delia seemed to me like the gold digger type. I thought she only married my dad, who is much older and is also her boss, for his money. My dad is no billionaire, but he is pretty well off. But it wasn't something I could bring up with him because from what I could see, he was madly in love with his new wife. As time passed, I got to know Delia better. She was definitely a gold digger. She was constantly going shopping for shoes and expensive handbags. I saw her showing off all the jewelry that my dad had bought for her to her friends. She'd converted a large bedroom into a walk-in closet. It was stuffed with expensive clothes. She continued to shop online in the evenings. She was getting stuff delivered to the house all the time. No matter how much she bought, it was never enough. Though I couldn't stand Delia, I could never say anything to her either. But one day, I noticed that her attitude towards me had suddenly changed. Until then, she used to ask me, "How are you doing? How is school?" She used to try to chat with me. But something happened and she stopped talking to me. She wouldn't even look at me. One night, as I was brushing my teeth, it dawned on me. I thought I had figured out why my stepmother was acting differently towards me. For years, I've kept a diary. For me, it's the same as going to therapy. I was able to overcome many of my issues thanks to this. Before I go to bed, I always write down whatever happened that day. So, had Delia secretly been reading my diary? That was my theory. If she had read my diary, it meant she had found out what I really thought of her. I'm sure she did not like that one bit, because everything I wrote about her was negative. So it made perfect sense that she'd get upset and stop talking to me. I used to leave my diary on a bookshelf in my room, but now I started carrying it in my bag. One night as I was writing, I realized something. I was censoring my thoughts about my stepmother. I wasn't writing the bad stuff about her in case she might end up reading it. This made me really uncomfortable. I told myself, I don't care if she reads it. I'll write whatever I think, and that's exactly what I did. One evening, I was in my room when my dad came in. Looking all serious, he said, "Melissa, I want to talk to you about something very important." He said, "Your education is really important. In class, you should be focusing on what the teachers say and nothing else." I stared at him in shock. "Dad, where is this coming from now? Did the school call you?" "No, they didn't call me. It doesn't matter how I found out. Please just pay attention to your studies," he said. After my dad left, I started thinking, what was that all about? Why did my dad need to give me that talk? And then I got it. It seemed like my stepmother had read my diary again, because I had recently written that I had a crush on someone, and I wasn't able to concentrate in class because I couldn't stop thinking about him. Delia had read this and immediately told my father about it. To me, this meant that my stepmother had declared war on me. She had started using what she learned from my diary to destroy my relationship with my dad. I was so angry I couldn't sleep all night. Who did she think she was? I decided to talk to her the following day. She wasn't home when I came back from school. After a while, she arrived again, carrying a ton of shopping bags. I went up to her and said, I know you've been reading my diary. You need to stop doing that. She answered, no, I'm not. Why would I be interested in your boring life? Then why did my dad give me the focus on your studies talk? I know you read that from my diary and told him, I replied. I'm not interested in you or your diary. Please don't involve me in your childish games, she snapped back. That night, I talked to my dad about it, but I couldn't convince him. Delia is not someone who would read your diary. That's your private life. And she's civil enough to respect that, he said. He was obviously protecting his wife. Of course, I was sure she had read it, but my dad was still far too in love with her to see what was happening. I had to find a way to prove that Delia was reading my diary, and I did. I had written earlier that I thought Delia was a gold digger, and she had read that. So I decided to write some things that weren't exactly true. Do you want to know what I wrote? Here it is. My stepmother really pissed me off today, so I talked to my dad tonight. Deep into our chat, I asked him, Dad, why did you marry this woman? All she cares about is your money. Don't you realize that? My dad replied, unfortunately, I've begun to suspect this as well. I love her very much, but she is shopping nonstop, and that's not normal at all. Yes! My dad is now becoming suspicious that she is a gold digger. He will definitely see the truth soon. That's what I wrote in my diary. Of course, I never had that conversation with my dad. I made up every word of it. My plan was really simple. My stepmother would read what I had written and ask my dad, how could you think that about me? So my dad would immediately come and talk to me. And first, I would prove that Delia had been reading my diary. And second, my dad would know what I thought about her and maybe he would start having some doubts about her too. The next day, I left my diary on my desk and went to take a shower. I spent a long time in the shower to give my stepmother plenty of time to read it. I was wondering what would happen next. My dad didn't come to my room that night. That meant my stepmother hadn't talked to him. He didn't come the next day either. What happened? Why hadn't Delia confronted my dad? Would she keep quiet after what she'd found out? Yes, for some reason, she kept quiet. Do you know what she started doing instead? She began removing everything she had bought from our house. Of course, she was doing this secretly. But every time I looked into her walk-in closet, I noticed there were fewer and fewer of those expensive bags, shoes, and clothes. Where was she bringing all this stuff and why? Since my plan didn't work out exactly like I hoped, I decided to write something that could have a bigger impact. Here is what I wrote. I stopped by my dad's restaurant today. He looked really sad. I asked him why. He didn't want to tell me at first, but then he said, I'm thinking about divorcing Delia. Unfortunately, our suspicions have been confirmed. I was both happy and surprised by this unexpected news. I think she'll finally be out of here soon. Do I need to spell it out? Of course I made all that up too. Again, I left my diary lying around and jumped into the shower. I was sure my stepmother was reading the things I wrote about her while I was in there. My dad was at the restaurant that night. I was so curious about what would happen. This time, it would definitely come out that my stepmother had read my diary. I thought Delia would call my dad on the phone and my dad would rush home, but again, things didn't pan out as I expected. The house was really quiet. I ran into Delia as I was going into the kitchen. She was about to go out with a huge suitcase. She left without even looking at me. Of course, I panicked big time because of me. My stepmother had left home. I called my dad. I couldn't tell him about my diary. I only told him that Delia had left with a suitcase. Dad came home immediately. Delia's phone is turned off. I can't reach her, he said. I couldn't tell him the truth because I was so scared. Half an hour later, my dad said, Melissa, I realized something weird. Delia took all her jewelry with her. Perhaps that's normal, but there was a considerable amount of cash in the safe. She took it all, but that's the company's money. And Delia knows this. I don't want to use this word, but this counts as theft. And then he went to the police. He learned unbelievable things about Delia there. It turns out she was, in fact, a professional gold digger. She would marry much older, well-off men and then steal their money. She'd start working for people whom she had set her eyes on. Then she would start flirting with them. After marrying them, she would take as much of their money as she could and then disappear. I had figured out that she was a gold digger, but obviously I couldn't have guessed this much. quite a bit of time passed. Then one day, I saw Delia on the news on TV. She had trapped someone rich again. But this time, the man found out the truth after doing some research before marrying her. And he went to the police. I was really relieved to see Delia in handcuffs. It turned out that she'd been hiding the jewelry and the money she stole in a safe at her mother's house. This is how my dad got back his company's money and most of the jewelry he bought for Delia. By the way, I keep saying Delia, but it turned out her real name is Fiona. With every marriage, she was making up a new name and using a fake ID. Months later, I was able to tell my dad the truth about the diary. I couldn't foresee what his reaction would be. He burst out laughing. Just like your mom, you're a force to be reckoned with, he said.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
My only intention had been to prove my stepmother had been reading my diary. But my little game ended up leading to something I could have never expected.
I'm Anna, and I'm 14. For the last 2 years, I've had quite a problem. I found my parents terribly embarrassing and tried to keep them away from my school and friends. Don't get me wrong, I always liked my parents and actually got along with them quite well. I had gotten used to them and their mannerisms. But they had just become embarrassing to me the older I got. My mother has been talking and laughing too loudly for as long as I can remember. She also did things that just made me uncomfortable. At the school festival at my last school, there was a karaoke stage that was for the students from the lowest grades. None of the kids really dared to start. My mother, of all people, had to go on stage and sing terribly loud and off-key to encourage them. I covered my ears and would have preferred to sink into the ground. At the same school festival, my father was late as usual. I thought he could have used a shave and a change of clothes. Besides, he was in desperate need of a haircut. To make matters worse, he got into a hot dog eating contest with Tim from my class, soaking himself from top to bottom. Even worse was the way he stuffed the hot dogs into his mouth with both hands. I felt terribly ashamed and was the first from our family to go home without saying goodbye to my friends. When they got home and realized how upset I was, they asked what was wrong with me. Everyone had been having a lot of fun after all, and why I had to take everything so terribly seriously. I would learn to see things in a more relaxed way. They just didn't understand how embarrassing such performances were for me. I was just glad that the summer vacation started after the school party. Fortunately, after the vacations and our move, I could go to a new school. So I took it upon myself that my parents would just not show up at the new school. I told them before school started that I was now old enough to handle my school things myself and that they should also not bring me to school or pick me up from there anymore. All right, they said. If that's what you want, we'll do it, as long as it goes well. If there are difficulties or if you change your mind, we can always change it again. Things went really well with my new class from the beginning. Soon, my birthday was coming up, and some of my new friends asked what we should do for my birthday. I told them I would think of something, thinking back to my 13th birthday when my parents were particularly embarrassing. Back then, when my friends and I came to our house after school to celebrate my birthday, my parents were dressed up as a fox and a chicken and shouted, "Surprise!" loudly. Throughout the afternoon, my mom made noises like a chicken, and my dad made what he thought were fox barking noises. They even insisted on going to the movies with us in the costumes. My friends had fits of laughter, while I was just embarrassed. Couldn't my parents just be normal or even a little boring like other parents? Another time, we took a friend of mine to an amusement park. My mother insisted on riding the carousel with everyone. With her screeching on the roller coaster, she drowned out everyone else present. Meanwhile, my father was waiting on a park bench because he gets sick on carousels. When we got back to him, he had fallen asleep snoring with his mouth open. I was so ashamed of my parents that I never met up with this friend at my house again. One night at dinner, my parents asked what I would like to do for my 14th birthday. I had been dreading this question, but I had a plan. This time, I said, I want to invite Grandpa. My parents were happy about this, since my grandfather is our only relative. Until now, we had rarely seen him, since he didn't live near us and always worked a lot. And how many girlfriends or even friends do you want to invite? My mother asked. With my girlfriends, I'm going out for ice cream and to the movies one day later without adults, I replied. My parents looked at each other and sighed. Yes, she's getting fledged. We'll just have to deal with that, was all my father said. My grandfather came to see us the day before my birthday. Since my parents still had to work and shop anyway, I stayed home with him. He said he was looking forward to meeting my friends tomorrow. That made me embarrassed, and I said, I'm not celebrating with them until the day after tomorrow, without adults. He immediately realized something was wrong and said, I probably didn't want to put an old man through my friends. No, you wouldn't be a problem at all, I said. Who then? He asked. I blushed and told him about my plan to keep my parents away from my friends and how embarrassing they often were. Grandpa started talking about the past for the first time. He had always dismissed that before, saying, It's much more important to deal with the future. You can shape that while the past stays the way it was. He began, When your mother was your age, she was a very shy girl. Your grandmother had died by the time your mother was 2 years old, so maybe that was the cause. Anyway, she was so shy that she never attended a ballet recital, even though she loved ballet and had ballet lessons for many years. Her teachers also complained because she never participated in class. I could not help her. It was only when she met your father that she decided to overcome her shyness, mainly because she wanted to become a mother who exemplified confident, free behavior one day. Your father had been raised by an uncle who died when your father was only 17 years old. He was completely on his own until he met your mother. The two were inseparable from the beginning. Your father wanted nothing so much as a family, just like your mother. Since then, he's worked tirelessly to make sure you're all okay. Do you know he works 3 different jobs, slaving from dawn to dusk? Yeah, something like that, I said, embarrassed. In the morning, he's out delivering packages of newspapers for the paper delivery people long before you wake up. Then he's back home for breakfast with you and dinner, too. During the day, he works as a plumber, and at night he does additional emergency work for several other plumbing companies. I felt terribly guilty and suddenly felt nothing but arrogant and heartless. I didn't know all that, or only partly, I said, and I feel terrible. But my grandpa told me that neither he nor my parents would want that. Their intention had always been to give me as carefree and beautiful life as possible. And I realized that that was exactly what I had, a carefree, untroubled childhood and youth in which my parents made everything possible for me that was in their power. I was suddenly proud of my parents and asked my grandfather not to tell them about our conversation. The next morning, I woke up and heard rumbling in the house. When I came downstairs, there was the most amazing racing bike I had ever seen with a huge red bow on it. Happy birthday, my parents shouted. I had wanted a racing bike so I wouldn't have to take the bus anymore, but I hadn't imagined it would be this great. I was overwhelmed. Immediately, I remembered that it had always been like this. My parents fulfilled my wishes and regularly exceeded my expectations. Grandpa gave me the matching bicycle helmet. He winked at me and looked at my parents with pride. When we sat together at the table in the afternoon, I said, "This is a wonderful birthday with great presents. But in the future, I don't want such great gifts. I want to learn to work out and fulfill wishes myself. I'm going to take a job or a vacation job and start saving for my next big wish." "But then what about our vacations?" my father asked. "We'll just do that every other year, and maybe only for a week. I'd rather you didn't work so much anymore, Pa." My mother then said, "Okay, if you grow up like this now, then I can work more again. I would like that." I was really sad when my grandpa drove away again. We had never been that close before, but we would see each other more often now. Before I went to sleep that night, I asked my parents if I could have a pajama party with my friends tomorrow after all and eat the rest of my huge birthday cake with them. They laughed and just said I'd better still call my girlfriends to ask their parents and pack their pajamas. I did that and fell asleep very happy afterwards. We had a lot of fun the next day. My parents went to the movies in the evening, and I danced with my girlfriends to our favorite music videos. When my parents came back and squealed as they danced along, I didn't feel embarrassed for a moment. Even when Sophie rolled her eyes, I just said, "I know they're a little crazy, but definitely the best." Things have changed since my birthday. My ma still talks and laughs a touch too loudly, but she has become more confident, and through her new job, it seems more natural. My father doesn't work so much anymore and has much more time for himself and also for us. But I have changed the most. I don't take everything so much for granted anymore, but I don't take it so seriously either, and I'm very, very proud of my parents. I now deliver newspapers twice a week. At the next school festival at my new school, we definitely want to set up a karaoke stage, and I swear I'll start it off with my parents, and I won't be embarrassed.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.